Watch what happens. Watch what happens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that happens?
Happens.
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap we just love to watch and talk about on ye old Bravo and even Peacock. How about that? Because we're talking about a Peacock show, which honestly really should be on Bravo. We're talking about Real Housewives of Miami today. I'm Ben Mandelker, and joining me as usual is someone who is interested in Judaism and wants to know about Judaism and maybe should learn about Judaism, right? Right? Don't you want to know about Judaism, Ronnie?
L'chaim, bitch.
It's Ronnie Karam. Hi, Ronnie. How are you?
Well, L'chaim. How are you?
I am great. I'm so
happy. I meant shalom, not L'chaim. Sorry.
This is why you have to learn about Judaism, okay? Just like Lisa Hochstein, who after 10 years of being married to someone, has finally taken interest in his religion.
Wasn't she taking interest in it before? I feel like she was. I don't know. It's
I'm not sure.
It's always hard to tell because I kind of avoid this couple because they're that couple that like fights in front of you. Oh, I hate that couple.
Yeah, they and also because they're both extremely vapid. But anyway, we are here to talk Real Housewives of Miami. Just real quickly up front, Peacock dropped 4 episodes all at once on like Thursday night, and then there'll be new episodes coming out. And it's, of course, happening right at the holidays when we're going to be trying to take some time off. We have like a backlog as it is of shows. So our promise to you is that we are recapping the show, the schedule for it. We still have not totally hammered out. We're just going to churn out the recaps as we can sort of wedge them into the schedule. So just subscribe to Watch What Happens if you haven't already. And the recaps will come, but we're still trying to figure it out ourselves. It's like a crazy amount of content, which we're happy for because, God, I love this show so much.
Oh, it's good content. That's for sure.
It is great content.
It's really good. But yeah, we're just going to record them. But, you know, if they want to release it like that, then guess what? You're going to do it on our time, okay?
Our schedule.
So, yeah. We're going to do it when we can. But by the new, we're going to save some stuff for the holidays, too, and for, you know, New Year's, which I know is also part of the holidays, but still. And then a little after, and then we're going to come back, and there's just so much going on Bravo. There's also this new show coming out on Bravo that looks, or on Peacock, that looks amazing. That's all the reality stars doing.
It's like a challenge.
Challenge show. It's like Bravo, like stars Bravo doing challenge. Yes.
Yeah.
And they're like, it's about betrayals. And it's like, that is so betrayal person. And then Brandy Glanville, like, well, at least I wasn't doing meth in the bathroom all night, bitch. And there's a lot
Kyle
of
Cook.
Oh, I should say. God, you scared me. I was like, sorry. Kyle Richards, I fucking can't. Okay.
Just Kyle Richards punching that ball in her ads. Yeah.
Yeah, her ball punch ads, whatever those are. So it's a lot. And then Cody Califiori, for whatever reason. So it's a weird cast.
Why is he in there?
I don't know. Fuck that guy, too. But I want to watch that show, and I want to recap that show, but it's all coming out on one day, so by the time we get through 10 weeks of that, you guys are going to be like, what is this, you know, the Flintstones era? What are you recapping? I Love Lucy episodes. But we'll see. We're just going to kind of roll with it, guys, because that's the kind of 2023 we're going to have. We're just going to be like, hey, where are the punches? I'm going to roll with those.
Yeah. You know what I think 2023 is going to be for us, Ronnie? New beginnings. It's going to be new beginnings.
It's going to be our healing journey.
It's going to be new beginnings for Larsa Pippen, like. Mm. But yeah, just if you could just like give us, just be a little patient with us. We know like the stuff is so good and that you want to get the recaps really quickly. And we're trying our bestest. We're trying our bestest.
The best we can.
Oh, well, you know, Peter, like Peter said that like we were going to do the recaps, but then like Peter was like, no, you can't do the recaps. And then he like punched a taxi cabber. But like, that's because he's an artist. So like, it's really because of Peter. If Peter wants it, then we'll do it. But otherwise we can't. Okay.
So let's start with some taglines. We get taglines in the first episode, which is rare. Yeah. Peacock just going off script.
Yeah. Yeah, it starts off with Alexia saying, in Miami, the sun brings the heat, but I bring the fire. Well, you know, Peter.
Yeah. I hope insurance people are listening to this. I don't know that I trust Alexia's new Staten Island husband who's like, look, I brought cars in my house.
I'm Todd.
Yeah, I'm Todd. Da-da. So then we have Larsa Pippen, and she's like, hit all you want. Like, because if I were you, like, I'd hit me too, like.
And then Gertie, he's like, the only thing that moves faster than my mouth is my ambition. It's like, whoa. World's fastest tagline.
And then Julia, she's like, when the chicks fly the coop, it's time for this mama bird to spread her wings. Okay, I just saw the coming this season. Just keep it the wings, Julia, okay? Don't you hurt Martina, ma'am.
Yeah, stay, be a flightless bird, okay? Be an emu. So then, please. And then Lisa.
This season, when the chicks fly the coop, I'm emu.
When chicks fly the coop, I walk around and move wings a little bit, but never fly. I sell Liberty Insurance.
I would love it if that's her storyline. Martina goes out of town for a tennis event, and she's like, I email now. Chick flew coop.
When the chicks fly the coop, pickle. So then... pickle. So then, Lisa, you can try to take my castle, of which we have paid the mortgage, but you will never steal my crown.
Oh, yes, they will. They might not steal it, but they're going to repossess it, ma'am. So then Dr. Nicole, she's like, I'm a pro at the rules of engagement, and I have the ring to prove it. Okay, I don't like that. Your whole thing being like, I don't need marriage, but now your housewife's line is bragging about getting engaged.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
The roles of engagement. She is like the, she's like an alternate Whitney. Whitney says real like real. And I noticed that Nicole says rule like role. She's like, I'm a pro at the roles of engagement.
The ring to prove it. So let's see. I'm still on the Bravo page. Let me get off that. Because, of course, I couldn't write those down. I'm like, I have to press pause. This is extra long. I'm not pressing pause.
Well, it was actually extremely difficult because I was pressing pause. And with Peacock, when you press pause during the lines, it goes skip recap and it goes all the way forward. So then I'm like, no. So I had, it was actually a little bit of a process for me to write down in the roles of engagement. I have the engagement ring to prove it or whatever it was. I already erased it.
Also, Peacock, thank you so much. I felt like personally touched when you fixed your fast forwarding and rewind. Did you notice that they did that? I mean, I've been complaining about that ever since you guys started. I know I'm nobody in your life, but God, I just was so thankful that you fixed that shit. It's so much better. Now, please fix it. I think this might be a Fire TV thing, but now if you have it on pause too long, it goes to your screensaver on your TV or whatever, which, you know, is of course my dog looking like he hates my guts, which is every picture of my dog. And so then I press play to bring it back on, and it goes spinning wheel, and then it starts the episode at the beginning.
No, well, you that's guys, terrible.
I can't live with that, okay? Nobody else does that. Paramount, you know, none of the other stations do that. They come up, and they're still paused where I left them. Why, Peacock? Why does it fix one thing and then torture me with another thing, Peacock? Okay? Well,
and honestly, like the 10-second rewind thing, it works if you press it with your mouse, like, because I was watching it on my laptop. But if you use your back arrow, it just it does like a half second. So if the last, if you hear, you know, Alexia say, oh, well, you know, Peter, he says he's coming to Miami tomorrow because he's an artist. And then you hit like 10-second rewind. You just hear, because artists. And you're like, no, 10-second rewind. Because artists. Because artists. Because artists. So you have to actually move your mouse, which is much more annoying.
So the song that we open with, Trixie Monocle, what's her name in Miami? Yeah, Trixie Monocle, Miami Sound Machine. Trixie and the Monocle Sound Machine.
The Monocle Sound Machine. The three-arm octopus sound machine.
So her first song is, my home is your home, mi casa es tu casa, Miami is a place, todo donde pasa. I was like, all right, you know, Trixie, I know this is the second Spanglish for you. It's the second language for you, but back to the drawing boards, okay? Get Paolo in here. Paolo needs to get back from his smoke break and help you with some of these lyrics.
I agree. And so it's Marisol and Alexia at Alexia's beauty salon, which is like Alexia and Frankie's, something like that. Alexia and Frankie's beauty salon. And so they're sitting there, and Lexia is getting her like a pedi, and she's like, "What's up with those like little orthopedic old lady shoes?" And Marisol's like, "Oh, these were a drunk purchase. I was really drunk in Palm Beach, which doesn't explain why I'm actually also wearing them. I'm just explaining why I first bought them and now I'm stuck with them."
Is anything you own not a drunk purchase? You're always drunk. Okay. Listen, this is like a funny storyline on a sitcom. I'm literally worried about you at this point. You know, I'm worried. Who does that? All she does is walk in places and go, "I need a drink. You have a drink for me? I love a drink. Hey, guess what? I'm going to have a new cup as a prop in my diary room session. And this one is going to say khakis, because that's my thing. Cocktail. You're an old lash, okay? Like, what the hell? It's not a personality you should be afraid of. When you're young, it's kind of cute, and you're fucking strangers. You're too old for this shit. I'm scared.
Well,
for
I don't
you.
Believe
you're going to fall
drunk.
Down.
I don't believe she's drunk. I think she's just one of those people that takes, like, a sip. It's like, oh, my God. Like, I'm just, like, so wasted. I'm so wasted. Why do you think all her glasses are opaque? That way you can't see how much stuff is in there.
Oh, really? You think she's, like, faking drunk for a personality?
Yes. If you, it's Marisol Patton, wouldn't you think she would fake drunk for a personality? I mean, it's working.
Yeah, but it's like when you do coke at a party to look cool like everybody else, but then you're like, "Oh my God, where's my coke?" And then you become a coke addict, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, not to get too personal, but it wasn't a fun chapter, okay?
Meanwhile, Nicole and Julia and Adriana are toasting because they're going to go to the Miami Open, but none of them actually know who's actually playing at the Miami Open. And then it just cuts to Trixie going, "Miami's on fire."
A lot of fire references. It worries me for this show.
Hot
Marisol's going to set something on fire. She's always drunk. So then Lars is like, "Okay, children, we're going to like have some ground rules like kids like."
Ground rules kids like. And then we see Lenny and Lisa in the waning minutes of their marriage in the backyard with their son. Lenny just like barely tolerating his wife and this charade of a family that's happening here. And just like, she's like, "You guys are like wearing such ridiculous things. You guys are always wearing stuff. This is crazy what you guys are wearing. We're a happy family, right?" And Lenny's like, 30 minutes until I break this all off. 30 more minutes. Can you do it? He literally has the look of someone who started running on a treadmill and is immediately regretting it, but doesn't want to get off before the time is up.
Yeah, and she's doing that rich people thing where she's like, "I mean, you guys, why are you so dressed up right now? Like, I mean, I'm comfortable, but like when I'm comfortable, I'm still stylish." Yeah, because you're in like $1,000 outfit, okay? We'll see how stylish that looks next month.
And then we go back to the beauty bar and Alexia's like, "Well, it's like crazy. Like my employees, like they don't like see me drinking very often." You know, they're always like, "Someone get the bottle ready. Alexia's back in." She's like, "Oh, they like never see me drinking."
Yeah, they never see me. The lady offers a drink to Marisol. And she's like, "And it's vodka. I don't care. Just with juice, any kind of juice. Really, you can put gasoline in there. I'd be fine with it. I drink a lot. It's my personality."
"Oh, well, you know, I'm like so happy because like after Todd and I got married in December, like everything's been like so good. And like, I'm so happy that we did that because like we ended the year and like we had like such a difficult year with like so many different challenges. And like one of the best parts about getting married in December is that like now I can always talk about how we got married in December. So like we got married in December and that's like what we did in December, you know?"
"God, I'm so glad you did. I really believed in you that whole time. Hey, could you, you're giving me a pedi. Could you use glitter and write alcoholic? Just one letter on each toe? Can't really count them out. I'm an alcoholic, so."
If you run out of toes, just circle back like a typewriter. So some letters, some toes may have double letters, but they're from different parts of the word. And it'll become like a puzzle for people.
So she's like, "Yeah, so many challenges, you know, like the wedding with Gertie." And so then we see the whole, you know, "Oh my God, we lost the venue for the wedding." Oh, like all the wedding drama. Every single day was something new at this wedding. And then she goes, Mary Soul's like, yeah, well, when my mom passed, everything got better for you because that's what she was doing for me. So I know you were trying to make this about your wedding, but I'm going to make it about my mom. So is this juice? Is this just looks like vodka to me? Okay, actually, it's perfect. Thank you. Because I originally wanted to order vodka with vodka juice. Okay, so you made it right. Thanks, hon.
Go on to Lexia's beauty bar, sipping on gin and juice. Lay back, Marisol.
So then we go to tennis, and the ladies just keep looking at each other and going, tennis, 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 tennis. I'm like, okay, guys, we can see. We can see.
Naomi Osaka is like literally playing, and they're like, wow, it's tennis. Wow, who's playing? So cool, right? Pickle, pickle, love pickle.
So it's Julia, Alexia, and Nicole. No, not Alexia. Julia, Adriana, and Nicole. So they're walking through, and Julia's like, we are here. Let's just follow the balls. And Adriana's like, oh, yes, I'm sweaty, and I love sweaty balls.
And Adriana. Nicole's like, we are, like, legitimately behind the scenes right now. This is, like, the opposite of malicious. This is real. We're behind the scenes. This is not malicious.
Well, out of all tournaments, Miami is my favorite, the Miami Open, because it's not closed. You know, Miami closed, you say open, and they don't open. You're like, why aren't you open? But this year is extra special because Martina is commentating on it. And then we get Martina getting her makeup. Oh, no, hugging them all. And she's like, be careful, you're going to mess up our lipsticks. And I've already got one messy lipstick on my hands. Am I right, girls? Anybody get that? It's a gay thing.
I don't need Pam Shriver walking around here thinking I'm dating a slut. Button up.
So Adriana's like, I love your shirt. Very.
And Julia's like, I bought it in Paris at International Pickle Mart. And Martina's like, no, you bought it in Aspen. She's like, oh, well, don't talk to me about Aspen now because you're leaving me, leaving beautiful little emu behind in Miami.
Oh, they're like, why are you leaving her for Aspen? And she's like, I have to get my ski on, girls.
And Julia.
Jennifer, could you bring in the shawls for the girls? Bring in the shawls. Lot of breasts in here. Lot of breasts.
Lot of cleavage. Lot of cleavage. Hannah Storm says she doesn't want to see more cleavage than necessary. So then Julia's saying, like, we've been empty nesters for 6 months, which, as you know, is because there were many bluebird nests nearby, and now they are empty. And it's sad looking at little bows of twigs, but also our children went away. And, you know, usually when children leave, parents spend more time together. But for Martina, it's opposite because she traveled more to Aspen, leaving me, little sad emu, back behind. With other birds' nests and pickles.
Cover up your boobs, emu. So then we go to Larsa having someone hang a clock in her new apartment, which I don't know why that made me laugh. But she's like,
no, a little like to the left, like, no, a little to the right, like, oh my God, perfect. I love circles.
I think it's funny because I think that maybe on some level we both kind of felt like Larsa doesn't like clocks. Like, time is stupid. Clocks are stupid. Why do we have, like, clocks now? They're dumb. Yeah. Like, new beginnings. Like, no time.
If you don't have a clock.
No time like the present. Yeah.
Yeah, if you don't have a clock, time, like, doesn't happen, like.
Like, clocks are stupid. Like, how about clocks are more interesting, and then I'll pay attention to a clock, like.
How many followers does the clock have?
Also, it's one of those clocks. It's not just a regular clock. It has three different clocks on it. I'm not sure what that is. It like New York, Paris, and L.A.? I mean, I don't know what it is. Or is it like an underwater sea clock? You know, it's like some weird clock. It's like waterproof, like.
And Larsa has really, she's really done a lot of enhancements to her butt. It's kind of hilarious. Like, her butt and legs together.
It is funny.
It looks like a salmon steak.
I think it looks like two pork chops.
I know it makes her very happy, and I'm glad it makes her happy, but also, I mean, like, it literally is reminding both of us of it's different ridiculous. Portions of the supermarket.
How do you fit into the car? How do you fit? Look, I'm a big person, and when I gained weight, I was like, oh my God, I can't fit in a car right? Like, your butt's bigger, and it lifts you up, and I have a flat butt. I mean, I don't even have a butt, and I'm like, how are you fitting in that thing? Listen, I love a Papa's on chair. I don't need to sew it inside of myself.
It's like she said, I want the bottom half of my body to look like a tooth.
A molar, though. It's weird. Oh, I see what you're saying. Yes, because it does look like the two sharp things going
wide and down, you know, like roots.
Ma'am, you've got a little tartar there on the top of that. That too.
No, I sat on something.
Oh, all right.
It's a belt.
Okay. So yeah, it's just bizarre looking, you know, but hey, you do you.
Listen, if you want to be fork shaped, I support it.
Who's the guy who, like, there's someone who has to stand in that roller coaster line, like telling short people that they can't come on. Like, you don't fit on this ride, and I'm sorry, and it hurts you to hear that, but it's just the rule. What do you tell Larsa? You know, like, bring the bar down, ma'am. Okay. You can't come on the roller coaster. No Matterhorn for you.
Ma'am, I'm sorry. We cannot allow someone who has shaped themselves like a paddle attachment for a KitchenAid. But if it makes her happy, then God bless.
I make pasta like.
Like,
I can make still.
Like, I want to make a buttercream. So I'm just going to. Do you know that when I do hula hooping, I make a buttercream?
All right. Commercials. Here comes one right now. So Gertie comes over to Larsa's house, and she's like, oh my God, look at you. You look amazing. Look at me. I look amazing too. It's like 70s Miami chic, baby. Look at me. What is this, a new house? What is this, a new apartment? Oh my God, I love this apartment. Is this an apartment? An apartment is like a house, but it's like in the sky, which is crazy. This doesn't have a foundation, right? No? No, because it's an apartment.
This is like if you took a subway station and then like closed off the tube part of it and then put it in the exact opposite part of Earth, which is in the sky. That's what this is like. Wow. Gertified.
And it's like, you look so good. Like,
it's like, yeah, turn around and show me that. Oh, Jesus Christ. Is that an ass? What is that? It looks great. It looks great is what I'm trying to say. Jesus, holy mother. God, you need some help with that. Oh my God. What are you taking 12 people camping? Like, what are you doing?
Oh my goodness, what is happening here? There is like a cloud of confectioner sugar coming out from your feet. So Lara says, like, so like I like looked at like so many homes, and I just like couldn't find a house that I like really loved, and like when I walked into this like penthouse, I felt like it was a mansion in the sky, like, and I have a private elevator, so like I don't see people, like, and I just don't like walking through the front, because like, what if all the people who I'm like really proud of live in this building? Actually, I actually have to see them. Like, I don't like that.
Yeah, she's like, I don't like to see people, like, you know, because like at this like house that I lived in with Scotty, like that was our house. But like this house, I used my own money. I didn't like use any of the money like I made from the divorce. It's mine.
Yeah. And she's spending her money on indoor topiaries. Did you see there was like a big green topiary ball that she had next to her sofa? I'm like, I don't know, maybe spend some of that money on
pants and interior design, you know, for one. So Gertie's like, oh my God, who lives here? Are there cute guys who live here? Are there guys? Where are they? Where are the guys? Is there a gym here? Do they work out? You should go to the gym and look at the guys work out. She's like, well, there's like tons of athletes, but I'm like done with athletes. Like, I'm really into like big rig drivers and, you know, like prison wardens at the moment. So it's like a choice. Well,
this is like the best representation of Miami that there is. Like, I'm obsessed with this. Like, I can't wait to party. I know all the vendors out there. So just ask me, do you want to know a vendor? Okay, say a vendor. Say a word. Say any word. Say anyone. Popcorn. Popcorn vendor. Okay, Smarties on 3rd Street. There. No, the vendors. Gratified.
And she goes, well, I'm like scared to ask. I'm scared to ask you to give me anything, you know, because like, she goes, no. You want advice? I can give it advice. She goes, no, I was kidding. Because she goes, yeah, well, my work blends in with my life because of what I do, because my work is my life. But also my work, it like blends with my life, you know, because like, for example, with Alexia, I text her. Yeah, I was trying to lead you into the Alexia thing. Yeah, shut up. So now with the Alexia thing, like I text her. I was like, hey, you want to have dinner or whatever? But like by whatever, I mean dinner, lunch, you know, not breakfast because gross. You know, who eats that? But like, she doesn't even respond to me when it's not convenient for her, but like she doesn't see me when it's not convenient for her. Like, what if it's convenient for me? Like, do I get to see you then?
Like, I couldn't even follow like all that. So then it goes over to Alexia, also complaining about Gertie, and she goes, like, so like, oh well, you know, Alexia, like, I mean, oh well, you know, Gertie, like, we did decide that like, we're going to celebrate and have like a party, and like the first person I reached out to her was like, it was like Gertie, because like I was like, I need her. I didn't even reach out to Toad. Okay. I went right to Gertie. Okay. And she wasn't very nice. And Marisol was like, what? As if she hadn't heard the story like 35 times.
She wasn't nice. Hey, check out my new shoes. They're still ugly. Stop trying to make those shoes happen. I was so drunk when I bought these. Also, you're so kind to call Gertie to throw you a free party. Because you know that's why she's calling Gertie again. So she can get a televised free party. How kind of you, Alexia. Wow. Can't believe that didn't work out. So she's like, you know, so basically, someone on her team sent an email. It wasn't even Gertie who sent me the email. Let me read it. So she goes to the diary room and she puts on her glasses. She's like, hey, Alexia. Can you believe she said that? Hey, Alexia. Like, what is that supposed to mean?
Yeah. And then she goes, I hope all is well. Attached is your vendor list from your last wedding date, and we wanted to forward your information over to you as you plan your future event, and let me know if you have any questions. Like, thanks, cat. Like, how does she do that? Like, how does she find a cat and then find that, teach the cat how to do email, and then have that cat email me? Like, that's crazy. Like, you don't even have a human email me? That's, like, disrespectful.
I mean, like, it would have been more respectful if it was like a dog, because, like, that's man's best friend. But a cat? I don't know that cat likes me.
Like, you know, it's like that. Is that like Figaro from like Pinocchio? Like, I don't know. I don't know what cat this is.
So she told me like I have a wedding day that day. And then we started talking about her skills, you know, her wedding planning skills. And then it cuts to Gertie going, she started comparing my fundraiser for my dead brother and my nieces to the bachelorette party they had. And I was like, that has nothing to do with a fundraiser for dead people, you know, as if that's supposed to make me want to do your bachelorette party. What was this conversation and why wasn't it filled? Because I know this is an amazing fight.
Well, you know, the conversation was Alexia saying, well, you know, like I felt like, you know, I had like a bachelorette party in the Versace mansion and that was like nice and everything. But like, well, you know, Peter said it could have been nicer. And then I saw like your fundraiser and like that was really nice. And I don't know why we didn't have a fundraiser at my bachelorette party.
No funds were raised at my bachelorette party. Like I didn't even have to file a tax document for my bachelorette party and I'm offended about it.
So,
so silly. These shows crack me up, especially this one. What a fight. So it cuts back to Alexia and she's like, yeah. And like, I was kind of hurt that I was like, you know, like having to beg this woman to help me with my party. And, Marisol's like, well, busy and booked, busy and booked.
She got it wrong. I love that she got it wrong. Instead of saying booked and busy. Well, busy and booked. Booked and boozy. Boozy. And how's it go? How are the kids saying it these days?
I just need to know what to put glitter on my cup. Can somebody help me out here? Busting.
Yolanda, you only live in... you only live at next door at once. How's it going with these kids?
I better say bye because you only leave once. All right. Bye. Make it count.
Well, it's like every time I like something on Facebook, YOLO, you only like once because then you're unlocking and then liking again. It's really the same thing.
It's confusing. You do that too many times, you'll jump into a seizure. You know, they should really warn you about that.
I'm so booked and blurry. What can I say?
She just said she's busy and booked, and then it cuts to Gertie saying it correctly. She's like, yeah, I don't have time to be stressing out over stuff like that. You know, I'm too blessed and booked and busy. There, you thought I was going to mess it up, didn't you? But I didn't.
Yes, you thought I was going to say I'm too blessed to be stressed, but actually I'm too blessed and too booked and busy. And I'm not stressed, so I'm just blessed.
But your event is going to be the first time that we all get together, so we'll see how that goes. And Lars is like, yeah, my event to New Beginnings, like, but like, I will not be tolerating, not be laudertating, not be tater-totting. I'm putting a dot, dot, dot here so you jump in, like. And she's like, the bullshit. You're not going to be tolerating the bullshit. Yeah.
Yeah, like that clock. Gross. And then it shows. And then it's like a flashback to the reunion of Adriana saying, well, your butt doesn't look natural, the shape of it. So Gertie's like, you know what? Like, Adriana, she has her own internal issues, and which she's overcoming with her whole being. Okay, she is not gratified yet. And so now it goes to Adriana over at the tennis thing. And Adriana's like, well, I have higher standards, and I'm, you know, I've extended the olive branch to the part with the party and everything. She extended the olive branch to the party. And Nicole's like, well, I'm fortunately and not maliciously or unfortunately going to be out of town. So I will not be at her party.
Oh, so you have the perfect excuse. We haven't spoken since New York. And Alexia, I know she's throwing more insults online. And Julia's like, yeah, she called Adriana an old man. Can you believe? She doesn't look like old man. She looks like the cute person on Six Flags commercial. The old man? No, like the man ran for president, Ross Perot.
The old man?
No, sorry, I mean Santa Claus. Very Santa Claus, Adriana.
Adriana's like, just stop. No. Stop while you're behind.
She looks like Walter Matthau, right?
Star of Grumpy Old Men.
Yeah, oh, I see. I see.
But not grumpy. But not grumpy.
So just old man.
No! So then we go over to Gertie, back to Gertie, and she's like, and then, you know, wait, who made the comment? And she replied, and Lars is like, yeah, I made this post, and it said, like, I don't, like, have time, like, for the hate, like, or whatever. And then Julia replied, oh, like, Lars is projecting or, like, something like that. And then I was like, stay out of it, weirdo, whatever, like...
And then Julia's like,
really? I am weirdo? I am weirdo who puts cucumber on face and flies and chases at chickens? I'm weirdo now? Like, just putting things in perspective here. Like, who is the most weirdo? Because I am weirdo because I am a farmer. I'm weirdo. And she's the one who's selling her feet for $10 a pop. Frankly, seeing her post on Instagram, seeing her boobs every morning was giving me indigestion. So I unfollow her. She's the weirdo now.
And she tells us, Larsa's Instagram is just selfies with big lips doing this.
And she starts, like, doing selfie poses like Larsa does. And Adriana does a Larsa impression. She's like,
There are wardens that are so lonely in this world. I'm just here to help you.
So then Larsa went and blocked Julia, and Larsa goes, well, like, if you're interesting to me, I will follow you, but, like, I have, like, 5,000 first cousins that I don't follow on Instagram because their lives are very simple. So, of course, I then went to see who... She's acting like, what, they're, like, work, like tilling the fields or something like that. But I then went to Larsa's Instagram to see who she follows, and they're all kind of Larsa types, and then there's one account she follows called Squishy Tushy, and it's, like... It's like 9 images of NFTs. I was like, wow. So this is, and the NFTs are all like, they're like cartoon butts. I was like, okay, well, guess that's what's interesting to you.
So Gertie, she goes, yeah, you're like, it's like very simple, but guess what? It's a new day with new beginnings, like. And Gertie says, well, you have been having a party extending an olive branch, so that's 2 new beginnings. So then we go over to Marisol's house. And Lisa comes over, and Marisol's like, oh, I think we might need a little bit more of this vodka. I know my audience. My audience is Lisa. Hey, little gray goose. Glad you're here. Vodka, my best friend. God, I love drinking. I'm just such a drunk. I drink all the time.
And then she's like shaking a half gallon of orange juice in the interview. And she's like, it's a screwdriver. Aren't I wacky? I brought a half gallon of orange juice. Wow. So Kiki shows up and then Lisa too. And Lisa's like, I'm trying to transition Elle into the big girl bed. And it's like not going well. Okay. Because like everyone, and Marisol's like, is she afraid of monsters in the room? She's like, no, well, there's no monsters in the room, just my mother-in-law. Oh, well, she's very scary. I used to be afraid of clowns murdering me, so I'd fall out of bed and scream, and I'd say, someone get me a cocky, and my mom would say, you're 2 years old. And I said, doesn't matter. We're not really American, so we don't follow American laws. Get this little girl a cocky right now, and it saved everything.
I mean, still sometimes I'll fall out of the bed in the middle of the night. I mean, all right, the monster under the bed doesn't look like this. Oh, my God, that's it. Sorry, that was me. I fell asleep in Elle's bed. I was just drunk.
Lisa's...
It's Marisol under the bed.
Mommy, there's something in my room. No, there's not, kid. She's like, hey, Elle, okay. How come there are so many screwdrivers in the room? What am I, on the set of Property Brothers? God, give me more, kid.
She, Marisol stars in Poltergeese. Oh, God. They're back. The cockies that are, that is.
All right. Don't worry. I'm not a scary monster. I'm just a monster here to tell you a story about a beautiful woman who likes to drink. All right. You ready? Grey Goose, Belvedere, Tino's. Oh, God. Mom, she's back.
So, Kiki, Lisa's like, oh, yeah, I know. But Logan had the same thing. And so then he's afraid. So then they play off each other. Like, I'm scared.
No, I'm more scared. Then they went over all over the house screaming, I'm scared. I'm scared. And Kiki's like, Kiki's there too. She's like, so you're having a lot more sex though, right? Because you're all married and in relationships. And the only one that should be dry is this one here. I'm like, okay, Kiki, welcome back. Glad you're back.
Yes. Okay?
Glad you got a second season. No one's talking about sex in a relationship. Look, what do you? Where did that come from? You just have that one saved up in the car? The only dry one should be this one. They didn't call themselves dry, Kiki.
I know, but then of course Lisa's like, oh, well, I mean, yeah, well, we're not having as much sex anymore because Lenny's testosterone levels have gone down. And I'm like, is it me? Is it you? And he's like, no, for sure it's not you. So like, I know it's not me. That's the problem. I mean, I'm like, hey, I'm still hot. Like, I look great. I mean, we're still obviously attracted to each other. I mean, he looks better than ever. I mean, he's been working out. He has a trainer. He's eating good. I mean, what could possibly be going wrong?
Oh, yeah, he's cheating.
Girl,
your man starts suddenly becoming happy, not sleeping with you, and working out all the time and trying to look better. He's cheating on you.
Have you seen any true crime documentaries, ma'am?
Oh, my gosh. So she's like, yeah, I've never seen this side of Lenny before, and I like it. Like, I've been trying to get him to do this for years, and so I'm so excited. Like, he's finally listening to me. I want him to look good, but not too good. Not too good. God, those girls out there will jump on that.
And I would love to say that's bullshit. Who would jump on Lenny? But apparently a lot of really hot, beautiful people. So there you go. Listen,
people want to get that Star Island zip code, right? So, yeah, she's like, Lisa's doing that classic thing that we just love, which is when they just really stick their foot in their own mouths at the beginning of the season. You know, like, who are you trying to look good for? It better be for me. Obviously, it's for me. Obviously, it's for me. Right?
Right. Obviously. And Kiki's just looking away and cringing. Like, oh, seen this story before. She's like, you know.
Kiki is doing Jim from The Office to the camera. She's like, look at the camera like you're catching this, right?
So Kiki tells us, one thing I know about men is when they're working out, they are ready to boom, boom, boom. And so if you're not getting a boom, 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 somebody is getting a boom, boom, boom. You know what I'm saying?
So Lisa's very upset. She's like, I did not know that Larsa had found a house. I only found out from the invitation. It's like, if this is supposed to make us furious on your behalf, I'm sort of not feeling it. Like, yeah. Oh my God. She only found out Larsa moved when Larsa invited her to her house. Wow.
Yeah, for a shooting day. So she's like, well, I reached out to her and I said, hey, what's the party for? And she's what's the dress code? And do you need anything? And she said it's all about new beginnings. So, I mean, anyways, on a well-known Instagram. Yeah, it was weird. I was like, wait a minute.
she could not find any way to bridge her like anger with her shade. She's clunkly. Oh, well, you know Peter, he's clunky. And she just transitions into this like Instagram thing in such a strange way. Like on a popular, well-known Instagram page that posts photos in a humorous fashion that ridicule various things to certain degrees of humor, depending on how much. It's like, get to the point, Lisa.
Seriously. Is it The Far Side? No, that's a cartoon in the paper. You know, just like kind of talks about things in a humorous way. Dumois? No, that's gossip. So just say what it is so we can follow this damn site, okay? This page. So, I'm sorry, but my fish tank air thing got loose. That's why I was pausing.
Oh, well, you know.
Banging up against the desk. It was like, brr, brr. I was like, am I staying in a loft? Like, what's happening in here?
Well, we can't have any fish deaths happening during this podcast. So you must tend to your creatures.
Yeah. So it's safe now. But that's why I was pausing.
I was reading Ronnie on this very funny, it's sort of like a humor Instagram account about like the only fish in your tank are sluts. I just read it somewhere.
My God. I did not tell any of my friends that Baby Gorgeous the fish got a new house this week, so she's kind of uninvited to shit right now. Or he.
I only found out about Baby Gorgeous's new house from the invitation to the new house.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
Marisol's like, well, yeah, the website she's talking, the account she's talking about, that denotes your lifestyle.
Yeah.
So I guess it's saying, like, this is where these people live, and this is what it says about their lifestyle, right? So Lisa's like, yeah, she talked about her building, and this lady said that's where drug dealers, hookers, and the OnlyFans people live. And I was like, what? I don't know anything about this. Like, I do not know about this. And Kiki hides her face like, oh, my God, did you say this? Why did you say this? Yeah. And she's like, oh, I guess, I mean, I didn't say it. Like, I read it. Like, somebody else read it. So, like, oh, God.
Yeah. She goes, I feel like this is going to be used against me. I'm not happy with it. I'm not happy with it. Your strange ass shade type of, like, Instagram shade that you're trying to throw here. And by the way, it was clear it was one of those stupid things where, like, people do it in LA all the time. Like, oh, Silver Lake is like Brooklyn. West Hollywood is where the gays are. Hollywood's where the douchebags are. Like, the Valley, that's where you've, like, given up and you've become, like, a suburban. It's, like, one of those stupid things. But she's, like, reporting it as if it's, like, Tom Brokaw. Well, this is just on the news. Hi, I'm Harry Hamlin playing Tom Brokaw. And this just in, this address where Larsa Pippen lives is where whores and OnlyFans people and their pimps all live. Good evening.
Just before we go to commercial, I'd just like to update you all that I still have not gotten a thank you from Larsa Pippen for the pasta sauce I sent her. So thank you for being with us.
Like, I only thank people who I find interesting, like.
Harry Hamlin's, like, so simple. So Marisol's like, well, you know, I was sitting here, and that will not be used against you. I mean, you were just saying something you saw. It's not something you said. It's something you saw, which is something you didn't say. What you did say, I forgot what we were talking about. I'm an alcoholic, so...
So now we go to Dr. Nicole's house where she's sorting bathing suits, and Anthony calls her to say that he's driving into the driveway. It's one of those people. And
yeah, I'm almost home. I'm like, oh, wow, heated the toilet lid for you. What the fuck do you want me to say?
I know.
Get home then.
I'm here. If you want to go to the window and see my small penis car, it's out here in the driveway.
Oh, if you want to see the second incarnation of Robin Williams coming in the drive, it's me. It's me coming through the drive. Also, when is this guy going to get arrested? Because this seems like some shady shit. You know, I said it season one. I'm just going to stick with it. This, I'm sorry, but those are too many zillion-dollar cars in your driveway,
too many,
sir.
Too many for a lawyer. Too many for a lawyer who represents... people who are not breaking the law in massive, massive infrastructurally way across country. Like, they have an infrastructure of breaking the law.
Infrastructurally. I love that.
Meaning that they have a system that there is a infrastructure of people that work under them, and they are delivering goods across international waters.
Yeah, that's a little too much braggity braggity. Can't wait till you go to jail. Even though you seem nice and I enjoy you so far, can't wait to see you go to jail.
Well, I think the producers know. They know. I mean, that's why we've had Lisa on for so long. They have invested in Lisa. They planted that seed. They put the little Lisa bulb in the ground. Like, someday this is going to sprout with a horrific divorce. And now it has arrived. So I think they are just waiting for the Anthony scandal to hit.
Yeah, crime has been huge on Bravo. Like, just cast someone that looks like their husband might go to prison. Yep. Is Nicole the most interesting? No, not really. But her husband might go to prison. So let's get her on immediately.
They are packed. They're going to go to St. Bart's. They're going to go to celebrate their friend's 40th birthday party. And it's going to be all adults, no kids. So that's interesting for people who care. And then Anthony has he's driving a Ferrari that's like worth $400,000. And then we see he has this massive garage of sports cars. They're all like several hundred thousand dollars, which is just so ridiculous. It's like, you know, you're going to drive them once every 6 or 9 months, all that money for that, you know? And so we see all that. And the reason why I got really mad about it, and he doesn't let her drive cars except for an Aston Martin because she's like not a good driver. But then they start talking about throwing an engagement party and he's like, but babe, can we keep it under $100,000, babe? I'm like, you have a garage full of cars to make you feel more like a man and you won't let her have more than $100,000 worth for her party? I mean, yes, $100,000 is quite a lot for a party.
Yeah, that's a
lot. But you're going to spend $400,000 on a toy?
Well, that's true too. Yeah. So they're making pizza in their homemade pizza oven or whatever and talking about this stuff. And Nicole's like, yeah, I mean, if you had asked me last year, I would have said, who cares? Like, I don't even want to be married. And then we see a clip from last year of her saying, like, who cares? Like, I don't even want to be married. And then we cut back and Anthony's like, speaking of weddings, your father, what about that guy? I haven't seen him for a minute. Any more interaction with that fucking loser? She's like, I don't know. I guess it's just status quo, babe. And then we see a clip of her dad being like, drunk? Me drunk? How dare you? Yeah, you know, I'll have another shot of that there, okay? Yeah, great. Her dad came over and her dad came over for Thanksgiving wasted to cook a turkey in her oven and then leave. That shit was gold. I will never forget that.
Yeah, we better see much more of him this season, okay? So, but basically Anthony's like, well, we should have him at, he's basically reading the lines that Nicole has written for him. Like, is your dad coming? We should have him come to the engagement party. Okay, babe, I've done enough. Is this scene over? Okay, you've done a great job.
Yeah, he definitely does do that. So then Lars's party and, you know, a bunch of people are running around putting things together. And she's like, wow, it like looks so good. Like, hey, do we have a green wall with fake greenery that says, let's party? Oh, there it is. Let's party. Okay, we can start now. Wow. Okay, so she's not even in her apartment. She's in the community center room of the building. The
community. Oh. Admittedly, it's a very nice community center, but yes, it is the community center. Yeah. And she's like walking around. So she has this friend named Xana, who's like official sidekick. And basically, Xana says yes to whatever Larsa does. And Larsa makes Xana do everything. So they're walking around. And there's just some guy, some douchebag sitting around. He's like, hey, I like your outfits. She goes, oh, thanks. Do you live here? He goes, I do. Yeah, well, we just moved into the building. Oh, you guys did? What are your names?
Beyonce and Kelly Rowland.
He's like, wow. I don't think he gets it. He's like, that's funny. You know, there's a singer named Beyonce.
I think he gets it because he's like, wow, Ricky. I think he meant like Ricky Martin, but that's not really a one name thing. You know, you can't just say Ricky because I'm like from Silver Spoons, you know, like Ricky Martin's great and everything, but he's not like really a one name.
No, he's
and
not.
Then they just kind of look at him and then Xana goes, I'm just kidding. And Larsa's like, yeah, I'm Larsa. That's Xana. And he goes, yeah, you look fantastic. Like, ew, keep it in your pants.
Go away.
So fucking gross, this place. Also, I have to say that in the party room, the community party room, there's a
bar, but then a huge sign above the bar as it says, Mixology Mixers.
Mixology Mixers. Staircase stairs to the left.
Tacky. So then Adriana is going to Julia's house, and Julia's like, look at me, wacky Julia, not weirdo Julia. I'm put cucumber on my face.
And Adriana comes over, and Julia's like,
look at me, I chilled as cucumber. Chilled as cucumber, booked and a booked.
So then Adriana's like, she's like, okay, well, I want to coordinate my outfit with you. So here's my outfit, and I want to see what your dress is like. So just like showing off dresses, looking at different dresses.
I don't know why. I laughed though. She goes, this is Versace lime green. Selena Gomez wore this to something. It's like, wow. Selena Gomez. I just think that's so funny. Adriana just walking into a rental shop like, I need something Selena Gomez. Make it happen.
Selena Gomez found going to Chipotle in this green dress, so I'm going to wear it.
What's $20? So then Julia's like, guess what I'm wearing? Little feathers with cucumbers. Ha, ha, ha. So then we go over to Lisa's gigantic closet. God, this show's really... I want to say sad to watch. It's not sad, you know, because they are a nightmare couple. It's more of like a sad. It's like if this was the sound you made when you were crying. Like sad, like that kind of. It's a weird sad.
Well, she feels sad because she's in a household of sadness, of cold, sterile surfaces. And she's now getting into glam with Danny, her doting gay who always has this smile on his face, like a permanent smile, but you know there's like rage behind it. And so she sits down and what should be a happy moment getting glam, but she's like sad. And he's like, so what do you want to do, hon? What do you want to go? What look do you want to go for? She's like, I just want to be me today. You know, when you're feeling off, when you're not feeling like quintessential Lisa. Yeah, I just want to be me.
Really? Because you're sitting in a closet that costs more than most people's homes, talking to a gay that's paid to like you. Seems quintessential Lisa to me. I mean, what's the difference? So Gertie calls, and Lisa's like, it's so weird because I like haven't been texting with Larsa, and it's like so weird, right? Yes, it's weird. Like, considering how close we were, like me, you know, like she should be texting me. Like, why aren't we? And there's like such a lack of communication. It really bothers me.
Gertie's like, okay, well, I was going to talk about fundraisers and bachelor parties, but this is not as fun, so bye. So now Larsa...
I just want to be quintessential Lisa.
Now Larsa is showing off her new dress, and she's finding a way to say new beginnings every other word. She's like, I'm just, here's my new dress. And Xana's like, that dress is fire. Yeah, because it's new beginnings. So I'm going to wear up new beginnings for my dress, because it's like new beginnings in like, and it's like not simple beginnings, just like new beginnings. I don't know how many times Larsa can claim that there have been new beginnings, for crying out loud. I mean, how many new beginnings have happened on her face at this point?
A lot of new beginnings. Every day is a new beginning. So then Larsa's like, yeah, they're like all invited to my new beginnings party, but like my home, I want it to be like good feelings in my home. So I didn't invite Adriana and Julia because it's my home.
And Xana goes, facts. What are you talking about, Xana?
You are on fire, facts. Those facts are on fire.
Car facts. Yeah, you want to buy a car? Got all the car facts.
Well, you better hurry because it's on fire.
Larsa's like, Julia's like a weirdo-like, and Adriana's like a wildcard-like, so the fact that I invited them into my new building party says like a lot about my character, because I included them. I just didn't invite them to a very intimate apartment meeting happening beforehand.
Like, it's my home. Like... So she's like, yeah, I don't like want it to like seem like I'm a petty person, because I'm not. It's just like my home is my sanctuary at home, you know? So then Lisa continued. She's just like, yeah, well, there's just one more little thing. Like, I was having cocktails, and she's still talking to Gertie. She's like, I was having cocktails, and it was like fun times. But then we brought up Larsa and where she lives, and then I brought up like this roast account.
Like Kenny Rogers Roasters?
No, like... It's a cat with roasting on it. Like a toaster?
No. I have a vendor for that. No, it was
toaster
like...
venue. We're going to have a toast party. I've got the perfect toaster venue for you.
So she's like, so I was just like repeating a joke. It's like one of those jokes like, oh, you know, if you live in like whatever building, then there's prostitutes and whores in there, you know, the usual stuff, right? So like, guess what? The joke was wrong because like I went back to the Instagram account and she said, it's not hookers and prostitutes. It's just OnlyFans people. I'm such a dum-dum getting the roast wrong.
She's trying to save herself by getting that on camera. Not going to work. And no. Gertie's like, oh, God, Lisa. Oh, my God. What is the toast vendor going to think about this? And she's like, I was wrong. It wasn't Lars's building. Yeah, sometimes I don't really speak before I think.
And she says, I got to tell Larsa before anyone else opens their mouth, which is why I will go through extreme pains not to be early whatsoever. In fact, I'll be the latest one there to make sure no one gets to her before me.
Right. So Kiki gets over to Larsa's house and she's like, oh my God, Kiki, like you're in my home. Like it's my home. New beginnings. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Normally I don't gossip, but a couple of days ago, I was like, Kiki, slow your roll. Jesus.
Kiki walked in and was like, is this true? Like I'm the first one here. Some people wait a lifetime for a moment like this. She's like, do it, Kiki, do it. You can start a scene.
Yeah. So,
she basically tells Larsa, you know, like, oh, well, you know, Lisa and I were talking and she said that the only people who live here are OnlyFans people, hookers and pimps. And Lisa's like, Lisa said that. And then Xana comes in. She's like, excuse me, what? I was like, great job, Xana. Great job.
Yeah, but why is it so offensive that she said that anyway? I mean, if you're saying there's hookers and prostitutes there, what is the huge difference in OnlyFans and why are we shaming that? It's like OnlyFans is okay, but hookers are not okay. Like, why are you shaming hookers? I don't like that. I'm going to be in the sex industry, but I'm going to shame other people in the sex industry because somehow it's just my feet. So I'm like classier. That's just hypocrite.
Well, I don't think that Larsa, well, the funny thing is maybe Larsa is not offended about like hookers and whatever, like prostitutes and hookers, which is the same thing basically, but she just knows that Lisa would be offended. So if Lisa says it, she knows that in Lisa's mind it's a real malicious thing to say, so she's mad because Lisa was coming from a place of snootiness.
Yeah, just like basically trash talking her new house, which I get. Yeah, I guess it's just more of a question for the entire episode. They're like, how dare she? Hookers and prostitutes in this apartment building? I got to make a guy come with my big toe. So can we move this along?
Okay. I think you said I got to make a kayak come.
I almost did. I don't know what I'm saying.
There's a kayak that's on its way.
Like, there's a kayak downstairs.
Guys, it's not prostitution. It's making kayaks come. So that's different.
What's actually funny though, the thing that actually negates everything I just said is that Larsa then goes, hookers, that's her community. So yeah, she uses hookers to shame people with also.
Yeah, I don't get it. So then she's like, yeah, well, the only people I know who live here are Harvard guys and finance guys. I mean, I hear, because I don't take the same elevator as them, but like, that's what I hear.
And Ricky Martin.
So then the doorbell rings and it's like Gertie and she's like, I come with gifts. Okay, are you serious? Is everyone, oh wow, you already decorated everything. Look at this. Okay, I've got a gift. I got to walk around. Okay, I've got a giant thing of flowers and I'm going to walk around in circles in your living room for 10 minutes before I put it down and just say, I have a gift. I have a gift. I have to put this down. Where should I put this? Okay, I'm putting it down. It is now down. I have now put it down. Do you need a vendor? I am here with a vendor. Goodified.
Okay, well, while she's still walking around in circles, I just want to say that Lisa should talk because she's got hookers at her house parties every weekend. And so I'll say that this is mine, not Lenny's. Haters, they should have a website called whackbitches.com.
I love Larsa's insults.
Weirdo, you're a grumpy old man. You should be on whackbitches.com.
Oh, she makes me laugh.
So then Alexia comes with Johnny, her gay, and Alexia is like, oh, you know, I'm not really feeling girly right now. So the fact that she doesn't want to finish what we started and throw this wedding party, I'm like really disappointed. Oh, hi, Gertie. And Gertie's like, well, the reason I'm not planning part two of Alexia's extravaganza is because she had the nerve to compare my fundraiser for my dead brother who's dead to a bachelorette party in Versace Mansion who's also dead. But that's not the point. And to me, like, that can't be comparable. And it was disrespectful. It was personal because we were talking about my brother. Call the toast vendor. That's what I said to her.
And Alexia's like, well, oh, well, you know, Peter said, I know, I respect that Lars's party is like new beginnings. And so, like, I don't think it's a good idea for me and Gertie to have this conversation tonight because I like want to have fun. So then Marisol comes over. She's like, wow, look at the Pips pad. Wow, look at that. Wow, party's here and khakis for everyone. Boo. Sorry, I didn't want to scare you, but apparently I have that reputation.
Ding dong. Ding dong, open mouth. Who is it? It's a bottle of Grey Goose about to slide down you. Real alky. Hi, everybody.
Hashtag about last morning, am I right?
So then Marisol comes over, like I said, and Lars is like, oh, okay, so you were there with Lisa. What did she say about my apartment? I, like, want to hear what you have to say about it.
And Marisol's like, oh, my God, what are these questions? Where's my cocktail? Why are we starting with questions? Questions before cockies. That's not how it works. Cockies before questions. Get on it.
Cockies before questions, never been sicker. Am I right? Is that how it goes? Hey, so she said there were hustlers, OnlyFans, and I don't know, something like that here. And Lars is like, but who's a bigger hustler than Lenny, weirdo, and a grumpy old man? So then Lisa walks in and like has no idea that everyone's talking about her. She's like, hi, everyone. It's Lisa. I just want to be me tonight. It's just me. Classic Lisa.
It's Quintessential Lisa here, everybody. And Lars is like, welcome to the hood. Why would you say a hood? Yeah, because that's like what, isn't that what you said my building was? Oh, I'm going to be a bad girl tonight.
But like, you're not like a car, so why would it be a hood? No, it was, the diss was a different kind of hood. Pay attention.
Well, your place is beautiful, and so are you.
And she tells us, somebody let the cat out of the bag, and I think I have a good idea of who it was. And then it cuts to Kiki just looking away, like to the side, like, what?
Oh, well, you know, it's good. You know, I'm glad they let the cat out of the bag, because it was stuck in that bag writing emails to me, and I did not appreciate that.
So Lars is like, guys, you want to see my house? It's like a tour. Welcome to my home. Like, if you're my home, that means you're, like, important enough to be in my home. I don't have bedding yet, but we can go. You don't have bedding? Huh? What the fuck kind home is this? Who has a house without bedding? It's, like, the most important thing.
Well, it was in the beyond.
Don't even get me started about the bath.
I tried to go, but it was so far. So then Lisa's like, am I allowed to go on the tour? Like, why'd you say welcome to the hood? Can I come on the tour? Can I come too? And Lars is like, yeah, come on. And she goes, well, why'd you say the hood? It was a joke. It was a joke. Like, she's so defensive because she knows what Lars is getting at, right? And Lars goes, you know what's funny? I looked online one day and they were talking about how you guys rent your house every weekend to pay your mortgage. Lisa's like, what? What? Rent? What? Mortgage? What? What's a house? I don't even know what a house is. What are you talking about? It's stupid. I don't know. Huh?
And then my favorite sound effect. So she's like, I'm not. That's a lie. And like, I thought this was New Beginnings and you're going to start New Beginnings with that? That's a fucked up lie. And she tells us, first of all, I don't have a mortgage. So there's that. There's no mortgage. So I don't know where she's getting that information from. I mean, a mortgage. Honey, everybody has a mortgage, okay? And yes, you do have a fucking mortgage, okay? It might not be in your name. In fact, I bet that it's not, but you still have one.
Yep. And Lars is like, well, it's like an online account that all my friends have sent me. And they're like, do you know that Lisa rents her house to pay her mortgage? And Lars says, and then she's like, or at least like your backyard. Like, you rent your backyard. You rent your backyard. Like, I said it. You rent your backyard. I love this, like, this, like, rental shaming. Which is funny coming from also someone who sort of like rents out in a certain metaphorical sense her feet.
Yeah, you rent out your feet.
Who are you shaming?
And then Lisa's like, no, I don't actually. And Larsa tells us,
Nikki Jam. Yeah, she's in the process of suing Nikki Jam over, like, you know, like him not like paying to rent the backyard.
And Mary Soul tells us, well, they rent the house. People have told me it's $40,000 to rent it. I know they do it. And Gertie says, yeah, I know she's rented it before because I've seen music videos taking place there. I don't see anything wrong with it. I mean, hey, more money is more money. Do you, boo boo?
Yeah, I feel like they're all kind of confused. Like, should we be mad about this renting shit? It seems sort of like a good thing. Seems like a smart thing to do. So Lisa's like, I am good in the money department. So that comment is really fucked up. Really fucked up. And Larsa's like, so what's fucked up about the house that I paid for myself? I paid for this myself. Not Lenny. Not Lenny.
Oh, it's like, it was a joke, Larsa. Yeah, well, this is a joke too then. This is a joke too than what I told you. It's like a joke in my home.
And so people hear them fighting and they all gather around to watch the fight.
Yeah.
And Lisa's like, wait, that's a joke? It's supposed to be a joke? She's like, yeah, it's a joke. It's a home joke. Like in my home, like what you said a joke and like your rental home. So like what I said is a joke in my home that I pay for with my own money.
Like, have you never heard of like renting backyard comedy? Like, that's like a really popular style of stand-up comedy. It's like a joke when you say, your mom is so fat that she rents a backyard. And people are like, ha ha, you never heard that joke before?
Hey, knock, knock.
Who's there?
You're whack.com. You're a whackbitch.com.
Why did the chicken cross the road?
Why?
To get to your backyard because it rented it.
Yeah, well, this is the new beginnings party. This is the new shit party, okay? Because I come to a party and I immediately get attacked. Like, what is this, a new beginnings party? It's like, yes, this is my home. I paid for this because it's my home. Do you know how many times I've gotten athlete's foot and still have made enough dudes splooch to buy this apartment?
I once stubbed my toe and my rates went up 45% in 1 week. So she goes, I worked hard for this. Okay, I don't want you to leave. But if you do leave, it's a joke that's on you. A joke about renting your home, specifically the backyard. And it's on you because it's a joke of comedy.
So now Lisa storms out and Gertie follows her into the hallway. And Gertie's like, oh my God, this, you're coming from a place of hurt right now. Okay, it's a hurt. It's like, there should be a redheaded lady inside this locker with you because it's a hurt locker. And Mary Soul's like, well, she did feel bad about it. And Lisa's like, you know, stop saying it because that was fucked up. And let me tell you something. I told you in the car. I said, don't bring this up. Let me bring this up. And then Kiki, I offered you a ride home, Kiki. And Kiki's like,
I offered you a ride home.
Kiki's like, yeah, you did. She goes, okay, well, can I talk?
And I told you, don't say anything to Larsa. Did you not tell me in the car you were going to let me handle it? And Kiki goes, it doesn't matter what I said. He goes, well, your words have meaning. She goes, well, I thought about it. And I thought, if someone says something about my friend that doesn't sit well with me, I need to go back and I need to tell her. I mean, look, I'm only a friend of, okay? I'm working hard to get, well, we don't have apples, but whatever we are holding, what are we holding? Cocaine? What is it? But I want to hold it too.
Baggies of cocaine. They should. They should all just have bricks of cocaine in their hand. So she's like, yeah, I will tell my friend. And Lisa's like, whatever. And so she starts storming down the hallway, but then everyone's like slowly filing into the elevator. And Lisa's not going to go on the elevator because she's so mad, but the doors like won't close. And then they're like, slightly closing, but like really slowly. And it's like, whatever, I'm leaving. And then she goes out into the production hallway and we see the producer standing there and she's like, I'm leaving. Kiki's found her voice. Whatever. Kiki's a fucking fraud.
Yeah. And then Xana and Johnny are like boarding the elevator and they give each other a look, almost like to say, good luck out there. You too. We'll become full-time cast members soon enough. Yeah.
So, you're totally on your way, guys.
Yeah, they're like acting like they're about to step into the Hunger Games. So now Adriana and Julia are en route, and Julia is she's like,
I left my feelings at home. I am going to have different feelings because I've given too much importance to Larsa, and I'm going to bounce off Larsa. Larsa bounce back because Larsa is a bouncer.
I'm like, I don't know what you're saying right now.
I am rubber.
Larsa is glue. What Larsa says to me sticks to Larsa because her ass is so big. There, I said it.
Whatever Larsa says to me bounces off me, hits Martina. Martina get very mad, go to Aspen, and then I'm like, emu, emu.
So Lisa and Gertie, back to Lisa and Gertie. Gertie's like, well, the thing is on the 55th floor. Can you believe it? And she's like, did you see that? What just happened in there? She accused me. And now Lisa's in that repeat thing where she just gets mad and starts repeating the same thing over and over for the rest of the episode. And Gertie has aligned herself with Lisa and she's stuck with her and she's getting really annoyed. I don't blame her.
So so Lisa's going on and she's like really, she's ranting and raving and Gertie's like, stop it, stop it, stop it. And then somehow, I don't know how this happened, but Gertie and Lisa, who did not take the elevator, somehow wind up at the community center before everyone else. So Larsa and all the other women walk up and Larsa's like, oh God, are you still doing this? Like, so you feel attacked? Like, how did you even get here before me? Like, I have a private elevator. Like,
and everyone's circling them to watch them fight again. And Lisa's like, why is everyone around us? I'm irritated. Like, I rent my house. What?
She's like, Lisa, I'm like a really good friend. Like, okay, like.
She's like, you're a good friend? Oh, that was malicious what you did. That was malicious. The key word of Real Housewives of Miami. That was malicious. She's like, can we? And so they decide to sit down. And Larsa's like, yeah, but like, I feel like I'm late to my own party. Like it's not in my home, but like, still, it's like my party.
And like, I invited you to only give you like good energy. Like, when have I ever repeated anything I heard about you in my life? Like, there's like 5 billion things I could say about you and your relationship and your home and your husband, and I don't say it, okay? So don't knock my building. Don't knock my apartment, like. That's fucked up. That's hurtful, and that's like fucked up, like.
Yeah, well, this party should be called the New Beatings Party because I'm getting a mental beatdown from Larsa. And Lisa goes, stop yelling at me!
She goes, no, I'm just telling you, like, I've earned my shit unlike you.
Oh, well, guess what? I wasn't with my husband since I was 21 years old. I had to work very fucking hard, okay? And so don't let me tell you don't tell me I haven't earned my shit. Do you know how many mid-range plastic surgeons I had to sleep with before I could finally get Lenny? It was work, okay?
It's like, whatever, you lean on Lenny all fucking day and all fucking night too.
I love trophy wife shaming.
Yeah.
I mean, this shit is hilarious. One of you is rich because you married a successful athlete, and the other one married a top plastic surgeon, which is fine. Don't shame each other for it, you crazies. You're like, I'm less of a trophy wife than you. Oh, really? I paid for one thing in my entire life, so I'm not a trophy wife. Oh, yeah.
And none of them, oddly enough, go to like what's always a winning strategy, because we're always going to support it, is saying like, oh, I don't work, I raise two children. But they don't, they like, that just sort of shows how peripheral the kids are in their lives. They don't even remember that they have that ace up their sleeves. So then Julia and Adriana walk in, and Adriana has an actual olive branch. She's like, I found an olive branch. Do you know how hard it was to find an olive branch? It's like, you call a florist, you're like, do you have an olive branch? They're like, no. Then you call another florist. You're like, do you have an olive branch? They're like, no. So then you call another florist. You're like, do you have an olive branch? They're like, no.
Yeah. And then they just keep bringing you more and more bread. So it's an olive garden. Where is the branch? I have standards.
I thought, like, why does this florist have such nice frescoes on the wall?
So Julia's like, congrats on your new home, Larsa. It looks very community center. It is a community center because this isn't my home. You weren't in my home. And I feel like when Adriana brings an olive branch, she wants to like erase your memory with like olives. But like, I accept the olive branch, but no, I still remember all the blows you gave me. And I also still remember all the blows. Actually, I guess I don't. My memory's not that big.
Olive branches are stupid. They're stupid and they're simple and they have bad Instagrams. So anyway.
Actually, what I wrote. I still remember all the blows you gave me. Okay, now you're just reading your reviews on the app. Okay.
Anyway, back to Lisa. Hey, are you going to hang out with everyone already? Our scene's done. And Lisa's like, no, I don't want to hang out with anyone. Oh, God, you got to get over it. Okay, because you talk shit about my place. You got to get over it. You talk shit about me a week ago, which is, I was glad she finally said it, which is, why are you mad at me? You started it. You started it.
Yeah. And she's like, but I didn't talk shit about you. She says, yes, you did. And it's funny to you. But it's serious to me. Wait for it, Ben, because this is for you. This is where my kids live. Oh, okay. Now she's coming for your children. Well, it goes deeper than that. It goes back to New York. And she's like, but like, I just expected you to like have an opinion that would like help me at that reunion. Like, and then we see her saying, yeah, whatever, Lisa, you don't stick up for yourself, so you won't stick up for me. Like, that's fine. Like,
so Lisa's like, well, you need to stop saying I need to support my mortgage by renting my house, okay? Like, you need to stop. You need to say sorry, too. And Larsa goes,
I am sorry.
She's like, are you sorry?
I said I was sorry. Like you said you were sorry. So, like, please never talk about my accomplishments again.
But you talked about a mortgage.
So she just keeps going on. Oh, my God. And Alexia asks what all of us are thinking. Like, she's mad about a mortgage, but is having a mortgage bad?
Yeah, she's like, a mortgage is okay.
That's kind of how the economy's built, so.
And Larsa is like, this is so ridiculous. She is being sort of, Larsa's actually kind of laughing at Lisa being so silly, right? So then, so now they sort of weirdly just like move on and go into the party. But now Lisa's in the stage where she starts telling everyone, well, Adriana, she's like, guess what? Larsa says, I rent out my house for my mortgage. Can you believe it?
Yeah. So then later, Jill Zarin is there.
Out of nowhere.
God bless. A flyby woman.
Jill Zarin my sighting. God. Wasn't expecting that.
Hi.
Hi. Hi. Lisa, I just happened to be.
You look like you're 5, which I actually like, because that means I can start training you for your bat mitzvah, okay? Guess what? You're going to come back to New York with me. You're going to hang out with Allie. I'm going to take you to all the restaurants. I'm going to buy you a dress. Okay, we're going to teach you how to do your Haftorah. It's going to be wonderful. You got 8 more years since you look like you're 5.
What is this supposed to be? A community center where the community comes together? Well, here's what I give it. 3 stars. But you know what? Not 3 out of 5. 3 out of 4. Because it's a very nice community center. And look at that over there. You've got mixologists that call themselves mixologists. I mean, is there something more brilliant than that? Like, I know exactly what I'm getting. Something that's mixed. You know? Hey, great place.
Hey, this cocktail napkin, it's Allie and Jill. So.
Jill Zarin, who got offended that she was called the thirstiest housewife of all, shows up on yet another show. And you know she wasn't even invited. She probably just passed by and was like, cameras? What are the cameras for? You know I'm Jill Zarin from television. So.
You know, you go to enough community centers, you become part of the community. So
you see a moth, you point it towards the light bulb. Now, was that the most self-flattering analogy? No. But you know what? The point is, where are the fucking cameras? All right. Just show me.
So then some finance guy has cornered Julia. And for any guy out there who wants to know whether or not you have a shot with someone, just take a look at Julia's face now. And if you see that face, just move on. Move on. Because Julia's like, oh. Okay. She's like looking off to the right, and this guy's like, yeah, I work in finance. Yeah, you like that? She goes, oh, I milk goats and lesbian. Go away.
If you look into a woman's eyes and see the reflection of the exit sign that she's staring at, back off, you finance fuck.
Harvard.
So now Adriana goes up to Larsa, and she's like, I want to apologize. And she basically says she wants to start over. And Larsa's like,
I appreciate that. Like, that's what, like, tonight's all about. New beginnings. Okay. Oh, guess what? We just had a new beginning. So whatever I was saying 2 seconds ago, erase it, because we just began again.
If I ever said anything hurtful, I didn't, like, mean it, like, because my intentions are always good. Like, I come from, like, a place of love, like, and she's, you know, Adriana does the thing where she's like, I know deep down we could be best friends. You know, she does that whole thing again, which yeah. She does every season, you know.
She does.
So then Larsa is meeting all these old dudes. Like, this is so funny. She's like, welcome to my party. And it's like, all these guys are coming up like, hey, Larsa. And she's like, oh, look, it's Mr. Zampioli. Wow. One of my oldest, dearest friends. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then Gertie and Alexia are talking, and we only get like a snippet of it. But Gertie's saying like, "Oh well, you know, that really hurt me on
many levels, what you said to me, that really hurt me. And Alexia's like, okay. And then just starts saying hi to some other people. So Gertie gets like really mad. She's like, this is exactly how she always treats me.
And then Lars is off there hugging another octogenarian over there. She's like, yeah, this is a client party. This is a fucking client party that she's getting half of it paid for by Bravo or something. It's very odd. So then we go to Larsa talking to Julia, and she's like, Julia, I want to be like best friends with you because like it's a new journey and like this is like a positive journey beginning. So let's uplift each other. And she's like, okay. And Adriana says, so do you regret calling me old man and her a weirdo? Is that what you regret? Do you do it? Because I have standards.
Do you regret calling me a billion things? Like you literally said I look like a stack of a billion things. And Julia's like,
you know what? I'm going to embrace the moment and I'm going to be open-hearted. So, I have guards on, but also I give flower. It comes from boobs. Boob flower, cleavage flower.
Martina just comes out of nowhere and puts like a shawl on the flower. Too much cleavage on the flower.
So now the party is going on. They're all taking pictures and laughing together. And Lisa is still going on. She's like, oh my God, I'm not even upset with Larsa. It's more like Kiki. Cause like, no, oh my God, Kiki like hates me. And Gertie's like, girl, I got it. Okay. Kiki this. Oh my God. Kiki told your secret. I get it.
Well, I'm a real bitch. And then so Marisol comes over and she's like, are you still upset? I mean, Larsa got over it, so you can get over it. She's like, no, I'm a real bitch. I don't get over things quickly. And so Alexia comes over and she goes, oh, well, why don't you make a comment? Like, why don't you say like, oh, I love Larsa. And she goes, I love Larsa. Sorry, I'm on my period. That's why I'm upset.
Yeah, so she's like, I'm just on my period, yeah. And Marisol's like, oh, I told Alexia she's extra spicy, like a Bloody Mary. God, I'm already thinking about breakfast. I'm an alcoholic. Listen, don't let menstruation ruin your friendship with somebody. And Alexia's like, yeah, look at Larsa and Adriana. Dancing and happy, even though they probably both have mortgage. And so Marisol's like, yeah, don't get jealous, monkey. Don't get jealous, monkey. Have I called you monkey lately? I'm going to say it 10 times then in this scene. Monkey. A little monkey face.
So it's funny because I did not know that monkeys could actually have mortgages. Learning so many things.
Monkey so, mortgage.
So now the party's over and we now go to Lisa's home of sadness, where Lenny's mom is calling out like, where's my chief chef cook Logan? Logan! And Lisa is making borscht. I like to call it borscht because that's how I thought it was called, but she's calling it borscht. And she's making it with her son and she's saying like, I don't cook that often and I'm not going to lie, Lenny and I, we don't really cook, but we enjoyed cooking together during the pandemic. We were cooking all the time because we love each other that much that we cook during a global pandemic.
And had to. But, you know, I'm like learning to make one of his favorite thing. I learned it from his mom. You know, she taught me. And the mom's like, more water. And she's like, less water. I've been making this for years, okay? She's like, I've been making 100 years, okay?
She's like, I am Russian. What part of... Look... I have t-shirt that says Little Miss Gulag, okay? I call the shots with the borscht.
Who is going to tell the old lady who taught them how to make borscht that they're doing it wrong? Fucking Lisa.
I know.
So she's like, Lenny, we need red wine. I can't get the wine cellar open. This is crazy. Like, we're going to be out of wine. And so he's like, you're doing it wrong. Bloop, bloop, bloop. Uh-oh. And she goes, oh my God, we're going to have to pry it open. So she goes to the glass door and starts like trying to open it. And he immediately switches because he comes downstairs pretending like a wacky lady in the code. And I was like, don't fucking touch the code, Lisa.
Yeah, he's like, Lisa! She goes, so she sort of like comes back and she's like, don't yell at me like that. He's like, well, don't break it. So she goes, hey, so I would like to have a scene where we talk about Judaism because I want to be like Kyle Richards, okay? So we really have to start doing Shabbat Fridays, okay? And Marina's like, oh, I like that idea. And she's like, yeah. Hey, did you guys celebrate Shabbat growing up? What does Judaism mean to you? Do you know about Judaism? What's the Torah? Let's talk about it.
Yeah, and I love that they're like, no, we didn't really celebrate that. She's like, well, see, Judaism is really important, so. And Logan's like, I want to go to Jewish school because I'm Jewish.
Wow, I'm so glad you had that impromptu thought, Logan, and I did not tell you to say that during this scene where I want to show that I would like to have a deeper understanding of my husband's religion. I'm like, girl, you've been married for 10 years and you're only bringing this stuff up now?
Yeah.
Come on, everybody. Let's sing the ladle song.
I know. What is it? She would call it the ladle song. Ladle, 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 I put you in my soup.
So Lenny is sitting there with this really tight, fake smile, like, you're still here. God knows what. Here until the lawyers tell me it's safe to go. And she's like, here's your borscht, Lenny. And he's like, I need more salt and I need sour cream. She goes, there's a lot of salt there, Lenny. So he's like, yeah, I need a lot more salt. Yeah,
so he pours in a huge amount of salt. I guarantee it was probably nicely seasoned. Well, actually, probably wasn't nicely seasoned. But he puts in way more, I think, to prove a point. He's probably just eating salty-ass borscht right now just because he knows it made Lisa so pissed.
Right. And by the way, Lisa is dressed in this, like, polka-dot happy homemaker from the 50s dress to have this fake scene that is just not going her way.
No.
So she's like, I am so proud of you guys for helping your mommy with this meal. And then he's like, it's great. And he just keeps checking his phone. And she's like, but Judaism, okay? And then he gets up and he's like, God, I can't take this, and just walks away. And then he's, like, playing with the punch code.
Yeah, on the wine cellar. And Lisa's just like trying to make this happen. She's like, so, Logan, you want to go to Jewish school, right? You want from the top, you want to go to Jewish school. And then Lenny's like, I think it's fixed. Hey, you're always interrupting my conversations. He goes, yes, it's working. It's working. And she's just getting so mad that he keeps like blatantly ignoring her.
Yeah, and she's like, well, I guess no one wants to listen to my Judaism scene. And he's like, well, the point is that now the wine cellar works. And she's like, well, I guess I'll just talk to myself. And then it's just silence. And he's texting more. And she goes, Lenny, you can text later. And he's like, yeah, but I'm texting with the guy about the code. She's like, I'm having an important conversation. This is not why God split the sea in four so his people could pass through to a wine cellar, Lenny. That's not why.
And he's like, well, the guy just fixed it and it was important. I mean, I thought it was important. Because, well, this is important to me, okay? It's an important conversation about, what's it called again? Judaism, okay? And I've tried this conversation 3 times tonight. And Lenny just stares at her like, you are not going to try to appropriate my religion and use it against me right now.
So I guess no one's going to explain to me who Judy is in the first place. These two are so fucking miserable. Like, they can't even keep it up for 2 minutes. She's awful, you know, trying to use this Jewish storyline. Lenny is awful for 100,000 reasons. And now they're just, like, fighting in front of their kids. And you know, if it's this bad on camera, imagine what it's like when there's no cameras there. It's just so awkward and gross. Ugh.
And Marina's sitting there, and she's just watching it, and she's keeping her mouth closed. But, you know, she's basically saying, like, give her the hook. Give her the hook. Get her out of here. Lenny, do it. Do what you need to do. She is so ready for Lisa to be out of there.
Because Marina hates Lisa. But hates now her. All of a sudden she likes Lisa. Yeah, that's fishy. Your man's losing weight and your mother-in-law is being nice to you. Girl.
Girl, you're in danger. So, and that goes 3 weeks later. And then Lisa's like sobbing about the divorce. And then 5 weeks later, it's Lisa having an argument with Lenny about like getting out of the house. And he's like, well, I knew you wouldn't leave the house easily. So it's going to get just so dark and shitty very quickly.
Oh, God. Yeah, he says, I knew you weren't going to leave voluntarily. So I know you're going to have to be told by the court. Do you get that? And then the cameras come into the room and he just looks at the cameras like, oh, shit. But he doesn't stop. He's like, I said, do you get that? Huh, I asked you a simple question. Ugh. You're so gross. God, yeah. What a pig.
He is
what
awful.
An absolute pig.
Another, he is like terrible, and he's just as terrible as we always suspected he was. And it's going to be great watching Lisa finally come to terms with it.
Well, it's going to be an explosive season, which we might finish recapping in 2024. So just stay tuned.
Yeah, stay tuned, keep everyone. And we'll be back with more recaps this week. And we will catch you all on the next one. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't No Thing Like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Dana C.
Dana Do.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
You're never alone with Lacey Monteleone.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
There ain't no problem that Sarah Salvia can't solve ya. The Bay Area Betches. Bitches.
And our super premium sponsors, the incredible edible Matthews sisters.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
Always the wiser, it's Allison Weisler.
She's not harsh, she's Jill Hirsch.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva. Erica 500 Days of Summers.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
Undo your fasteners, it's Aaron Kastner.
We love him madly, it's Kyle Pod Chadley.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo. Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
We want to hang with Liz Lang.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony. Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.